Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, my friends. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Satan is a member of the Democrat Party. And I have proof right here in my never-to-be-nicotine-stained fingers. We miss Rush. Download my notes today and you'll see the documentation. And thanks to Andy. The trafficking adrenochrome intersection, modern slavers, and the elite drug of choice. Foe of sex traffickers everywhere, President in Exile Donald J. Trump hosted a private screening of Sound of Freedom. And that, my friend, is the movie that exposes the evil of child trafficking. So what's the trafficking adrenochrome intersection? Well, let's see, we're moving through intersections today, so let's talk about the vaccine election intersection. And that's going to be interesting. And while we're on the election issue, take a look into what's going on in the California GOP. The latest rhino effort to derail the Trump train. I understand Murkowski, along with some other rhinos, are threatening to go Democrat. I'll help you pack your bags, Lisa. The coming purge. And the censorship cover-up conspiracy. Biden administration barred from attempting to influence social media. While at the same time, the House is shining the light on the obvious political motivation to justify censorship to cover up for corrupt political bosses. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Satan is a member of the Democrat Party. I have proof right here, the official response from the Arizona Democrat Party. It reads, quote, "Hi, Lucifer, Satan. Arizona August consolidated elections are happening Tuesday, August 1st, and it goes on. And then this is from the Elections Center at Rock the Vote, headquartered at 80 M Street SE, or Southeast Suite 100, Washington, D.C., 20003. I have a copy of the documentation here in my notes, and I'll post it with my notes on the website. Thank you, Andy Wilson, Kung Fu High Kicker, and friend. He sent this to me a few days ago. Who knew? My only question is, I thought Satan joined the party when Obama became their nominee. Remember, Mr. America is no longer a Christian nation? Yeah, who wanted to transform America? Never told us into what, you know. But it was obvious. He intended to transform America into something that was not America. Okay, let's look at the trafficking adrenochrome intersection. Someone lately said the obvious out loud. Why are all these bizarre sex perverts we read about consistently Democrats? And the mass shooters, too. What, is it something like 10 to 1 Democrats? Maybe Satan really is a Democrat. Democrat State Representative candidate Matt Trowbridge was caught red-handed trying to meet up with a 14-year-old boy. You can check out the video here from the link in my notes. The guy that busted him had him on record working out the meeting, and among other perverse things, Trowbridge said he wanted the kid to worship his, well, let's just say, his distinguishing male body parts. What would Jesus do? Remember last week? Well, he'd be talking about ropes and millstones. He'd be telling Mr. Matt Trowbridge it'd be better for him to hack off his own foot, hand, or pluck out his eye than to offend one of these little ones. A guy like that would be tarred and feathered back in the day. He'd be locked up and delivered to the justice of the prison yard. But today, ever since we as a culture decided it's okay to be gay, that's just another lifestyle choice, yeah? You know, like choosing between rural or city life. Yeah, or surrounding yourself with Bach, Mozart, and Beethoven, as opposed to Ozzy Osbourne, Jimmy Page, and Jimi Hendrix. What's that? Yeah, I know these are old. Okay, you missed the idea. These are all classics. Come on, catch up. Okay, how about a lifestyle choice between Jason Aldean's Try That in a Small Town? Yeah. How about that? As opposed to, let's say, a lifestyle choice reflected in the music and lyric of Eminem or Tupac or Lil Wayne. I named three of them on that side because it's going to take at least three city sissies to handle that one country boy. I'm just saying. But since our culture, and I mean left and right, from top to bottom, it seems everybody It's all in a rage for normalizing what the Bible calls unnatural behavior. And if unnatural, then abnormal, out of the norm, a behavior that brings with it not only God's judgment, but also nature's curse. Friend, it's like the world is competing with one another for who can outdo the other guy in identifying as gay-friendly. Why do you want to be friendly with a disease-ridden lifestyle that's killing them, shortening their lifespan almost in half? I understand human rights, and all humans have the same inalienable rights. And anytime those inalienable rights are infringed or encroached upon, we all should stand against the violation, which would be true for every human being. That's the idea of human rights. They are equally shared by everyone. But when we started trying to embrace this abnormal, unnatural lifestyle, well, that's when the moral fabric of this country really just began to unravel. I mean, check your Bible. The progression in Romans chapter 1, 17 to 32 is from knowing God and refusing to honor Him as God to the first unnatural degradation, a man worshiping something less than himself, and then from there to changing the truth of God to a lie, which leads to the perversion of natural affections, descending into sexual confusion, men with men, women with women. And when a culture reaches that place where it embraces this unnatural confusion of the sexes, it's a free fall into moral relativism that leads to an anything-goes culture. And the moral structure just degenerates until we're overrun with wicked perverts who know that what they're doing is worthy of death. They know it in their conscience. And they become blindly dedicated to pushing their perversity onto everyone else. It's like some strange satanic obsession. Here's another one. Stacey Marie Loftin was elected as a New Hampshire state lawmaker, a Democrat. She has been federally charged with aiding and abetting the sexual exploitation of 3 to 5 year old children at a daycare. And I'm sure you have by now heard of adrenochrome, extracted from adrenaline-saturated blood and also from baby flesh tissue. Sandra Bullock talks about it to her friend Ellen DeGeneres. Huh? That's not her name. DeGeneres? Well, that's what I said, isn't it? Anyway, that's just a conspiracy theory, right? Adrenochrome is not a thing, really. Well, then why is Fauci's former government-funded medical institute, the NIH, which Fauci was followed by his friend and colleague, Dr. Collins, you know, the duo that led that government institution to fund gain-of-function research to produce the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Yeah, it's all out now, that group. Now it's directed by Tubac as the acting director. Since Fauci and Collins are up to their necks in Wuhan COVID scandal, or they know soon will be, under Tubac, why is the NIH testing the effects of adrenochrome on humans? I thought it wasn't a thing. If adrenochrome is extracted from adrenaline-saturated blood or infant tissue, well, then where are they getting their test product? We know they were at one time humanizing mice, you know, combining human genes with those of little lab mice, doing weird stuff like that. Oh, and creating a virus with gain-of-function research. And, of course, they want to test the good stuff, wouldn't they? Well, that has to be infused with loads of adrenaline. And there's a whole lot, honestly, that I don't yet understand about this whole adrenochrome thing, frankly. But something really turns on those Satanists who have historically performed ritual human sacrifice that involved drinking the blood of their victim after that victim was terrorized. This adds some insight, I think, into the biblical prohibition against drinking or eating the blood. It's all very interesting. According to Caviezel, this extract makes you higher than heroin, and it makes these people look way younger than they are. And another source said it even has LSD-like effects. So many are calling this the elite drug of choice. One said adrenochrome is, quote, an immortality serum obtained from the adrenal gland of living children after they have been terrorized to get the highest levels of adrenaline. It has LSD-like qualities and is used in satanic rituals by monarchies, politicians, you know, like congressmen, and then celebrities, CEOs, and other elites. Kids are their drug, quote unquote. I picked that up from a meme floating around out there. But the thing is, and the reason I went with it, because I've been seeing this for a long time. This is everywhere now. And I've learned that when a story like this just hangs on, year after year after year, and then new revelations sneak out, eke out, the story starts getting bigger and bigger and more disturbing, it almost always turns out to be rooted in truth. You know, like the CIA assassination of JFK. You remember that conspiracy theory? Yeah. What's with all these children disappearing? How is it that we have lost 85,000? How do you lose 85,000 children that have crossed our borders? And we can't account for them. And no one in power is bothering to ask about this or seems to be at all concerned about it. It's a question worth asking. Is there any truth to the incessant allegations that there is rampant child trafficking going on and that these children are used for sex, labor, and when they're done with them, some are tortured to saturate their blood with adrenaline and then killed to get their fix? Is that true? This is what's out there. Maybe instead of using government resources to study what adrenochrome does to humans, how about we use those resources to get to the bottom of all this? President in exile, Donald Trump hosted a private screening of Sound of Freedom. Now that's the movie that exposes the evil of child trafficking. So is there a trafficking adrenochrome intersection? At the lighthouse, when Satan joined the Democrat Party, under the assumed name of Barack Hussein Obama, and we weren't allowed to say Hussein, remember that? We began to pray earnestly that God would expose the evils hidden under the surface in order to wake up God's people to see the truth about abortion, the shedding of innocent blood, and the real dangers and perversity of homosex. The two crimes, by the way, against God and nature that make a land sick and that trigger divine wrath upon a people. Well, he began doing exactly that. And we continue in the exposure stage, I think, where he's calling his people to see what abominations are being done in secret. Ezekiel is the pattern set for us here. God directed that prophet to a wall and told him, dig right there. And Ezekiel dug in the wall at the place he was told. And he found a door. Then God said, open the door. And Ezekiel opened the door. And then God told Ezekiel, look inside. And when Ezekiel looked inside, he saw the priests and the political leaders of his country committing all manner of vile and lewd and wicked abominations. Ezekiel was shocked, and God said to his prophet, you haven't seen anything yet, and showed him another door, another place, a little window to look through, and another place to dig. And more evil was revealed that was going on in secret in his government. And God said, shall I not judge for this? God always puts his people through a time of exposure before he drops the judgment. And part of that reason that he does this process is to give us an opportunity to repent. So that if we repent, if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he promised to hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. And it's his people that he's waiting to wake up. God is directing certain ones to dig here and there in this or that wall and open this or that secret door and expose what is going on inside of our government. First, we hear the rumors about children being trafficked for sex, labor, and adrenochrome. We hear rumors about children being the drug of perverted adults, especially among the so-called elite. The rumors won't go away. They continue. They get stronger, and the story builds. And the digging in the wall continues, and a door is found. And some more evidence is exposed. Epstein and Ghislaine, and their list of clients that they don't want us to see, we know include royalty and many persons of high positions of power in our own government and others who are among the super rich. Epstein was seducing people who were in power into compromising perverse behavior and then capturing them on video and audio and then owning them, making them an asset to the likes of those shadowy operators still hiding behind closed doors. But we're coming, we're coming, we're digging, including the people in our own CIA, Brennan, that use this power over political and commercial power brokers to control them in order that they might advance their Antichrist globalist agenda. Yeah, that is the thing. Now, we can't see it all clearly yet. We can only report on it as much as we know. And at this time, we're digging in the walls and finding these hidden doors, and we're hearing very suspicious noises behind those doors and reports of from some who've been behind the doors and seen some of this. But many devils guard those doors and make it difficult to get them opened for all the public to see. You see an example of that with Hunter's laptop. Powerful people protect that secret and will not allow us to look inside. But as we keep digging and keep digging, finally, we're going to see what's behind the secret doors, and it's going to be appalling. All the sounds and indications are that we're going to find out some heinous crimes indeed are being done to these children, and the perpetrators are going to have to pay for what they have and are doing. Judgment is coming. God, break down the doors and expose all their wicked secrets and bring the judgment deserved upon them. We found out about some of what goes on in secret behind the closed doors of the abortion industry. Remember that? We began praying. Selling baby body parts. All got exposed. And see how they have responded so far to that exposure. They've charged, you know, to kill the babies right up to full term. And according to the ACLJ, a very trustworthy news source, Newsom has signed a bill that allows babies to be killed up to 28 days after birth. They've been exposed. So what will they do? They're going to attack like trapped vipers. We are beginning to see what is going on in secret behind the government's involvement in child trafficking. Beginning to see a major part of what the open borders policy is all about. Sex slave inventory. It's all coming out. What will they do when finally and fully exposed? They're going to attack like vicious vipers. It's like that scene in The Sound of Freedom when that pervert had chosen his chicken for the night. And Ballard, played by Caviezel, intervenes and takes the kid from that pervert. And the guy asks Ballard, do you want to know what is the most dangerous place on the planet to be? And Ballard says, yeah. And where? And the pervert says, between me and my chicken. Yeah, that's how these people are obsessed by Satan himself. So we had better be ready for a major fight when we get closer to the end of all this. Okay, I need to take a short break. I'll be right back. The Lights On Banquet is scheduled for April 19, 2024. Registration will open in March. But I want you to start praying for this banquet and planning to attend. All our original sponsors are returning. Pat, owner of Pat's Automotive in Santa Maria, will sponsor the God and Gun Clinger Home Defense Kit. Remember that one? A self-defense weapon, a genuine leather-bound Bible, and one of my books, given to the winner of our drawing. And everyone who attends gets one entry. Then Lou Silva, owner of Have It Wired, also here in Santa Maria, we'll be preparing the delicious tri-tip meal. And then we have two new sponsors, Sarah Green, physician who owns Central Coast Alternative Therapeutics and Rejuvenation, with an office in Nopomo. By the way, Sarah took a stand upholding her oath and dedication to her patients when a lot of doctors and other medical professionals were putting their careers ahead of their patients. She was instrumental in saving over 2,000 lives during the COVID thing. I'm one of them. She has stepped in to sponsor the Lights On Banquet, along with another new sponsor, cooks Bree and Ociel Soto of 805 Cookhouse. Now, of course, the Brain Masseur will be presenting a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. And we'll be doing all the other fun stuff and some new stuff, too. It's going to be an evening you'll not forget. Plan to come, April 19, 2024, the Lights On Banquet. Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church above the arch, singing the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Well, let's see the vaccine election intersection. Peter McCullough, MD, took a stand during the COVID scam, and he has been proved right. He was exposing the lies almost from the start. Go to petermcculloughmd.com for a tremendous information resource. And a resource for supplements, too, by the way, to help you deal with the spike protein that you picked up from COVID, assuming you had it. And then, if you got the vaccine, supersize your exposure to the spike protein with every vaccine you take. It's taken me a while to sort through all of this, but I'm convinced that it's all true. The COVID virus was manufactured by our own government, medical establishment monsters with military ownership and involvement. Yeah. Fauci, Collins, Barrick, and Dzhok. And according to McCullough, in an interview with Jeff Dornick that I viewed lately, Dzhok is now in Singapore with NIH funding again, working on another permutation of the COVID virus. Oh, mercy. There is a reason they keep hyping another pandemic is because that's the plan, man. Plandemic 2 coming your way soon. Another great resource is Mercola. So go to Mercola.com. Now, Mercola branches out into a broader spectrum of issues. Both sites are very informative and helpful. I went long in the first segment. I'll have to summarize my comments explaining the vaccine election intersection. Dr. McCullough discovered that the COVID shot increases risk of cancer. He explained that SV40 is in the vaccines, and it is known to be a cancer-promoting segment of DNA. I mean, what next, you know? He said, quote, "What I'm telling you is the shots promote cancer through SV40," end quote. Now, perhaps you've heard about McCullough's autopsy study. With a team of qualified medical doctors, McCullough followed all the appropriate protocols to conduct a study of the autopsies of those who died vaccinated. They viewed 325 cases armed with the agreed-to consensus now that the vaccines definitely do cause blood clots. They learned that 73.9% of these people died from the vaccine. They were able to show definitive proof that the person died either directly from the vaccine itself or that the vaccine directly contributed to their death. This was published on Lancet, the premier medical journal, and it started going viral. 24 hours later, the study was pulled down, and Lancet explained it was because the methodology of the research did not support the data. Now, McCullough said, no, we did it exactly the way it's always done, the right way, and this is just a lie. Interestingly, Lancet did not post any kind of rebuttal showing what the problem was with the research. Lancet is caught again playing politics with medical research and, therefore, with our lives. McCullough explained that they, and he identified they as that cohort of corporations, government interests, globalists like World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, and UN, and so on, that these people want everyone routinely taking vaccines every 6 months. Now, why would they want that? Well, you might want to ask Yuval Harari, Carl Schwab's prophet, you know, about transhumanism and the plan to push us into the next evolutionary leap to become a kind of hybrid human machine. A machine they can own and control. However, a paper like McCullough's would dampen enthusiasm to go along with their plan. And McCullough said a great many other things worth your listen. I brought these to your attention to show you it's coming out. The whole vaccine issue is going to get exposed. It's going to be shown that the vaccines were intentionally a bad thing. That's important. Here's why. Because then McCullough hit the intersection, and I was stunned. So much so I hit the brakes and almost activated the airbag. He said, Trump has a lot to answer for. McCullough said, quote, Trump owes the country an apology for not getting rid of Fauci and for pushing vaccines into production, end quote. He started saying RFK, on the other hand, gets it, but he wants to litigate everything. 600,000 died from this disease, and by McCullough's estimation, he puts this at the feet of Trump. McCullough is blaming Trump for the vaccine-related deaths. Now, he did say Trump, to his credit, has been giving some fiery speeches against globalism, and he intends to drive corruption out of government. He has a plan for homelessness. And McCullough went on to say he's acting more presidential than the others. But he's already said it now. And this is what I've been expecting for almost from the time Trump trotted Fauci and then Burke out to take over the pandemic response. And now this is the first time I've heard my prediction come so fully into fulfillment. Trump is being blamed by McCullough right out loud in front of God and everybody for mismanaging the pandemic, rushing the vaccine into use, and I would add, even allowing the military to move in and take command. I'm going to address all of this in another show. And my friend, it is debatable. I mean, in terms of whether or not turning something he believed was an attack against us from China over to a military response, whether or not that was a bad idea. Now, we can debate that. Or the argument about him being placed in a box where he had very little room to maneuver in the political environment of that time. And we can debate that also later on. But what I'm telling you is that this is exactly what I saw coming. The wicked MSM, the whole hate Trump establishment politicians on both sides of the aisle, and the millions that these people feed with their policies, right? Encouraging people to latch on to the nipple of the government. Once it finally does come out clearly that the vaccines are what we know them to be, and that is a military bioweapon used against our own people, well, they're going to suddenly flip the narrative, and it's going to be Trump blew it, mismanaged the pandemic response. Who knew that he was doing, you know, this kind of thing, and brought all this horror upon the American people. Now, I don't think it's going to work, but you can be sure it's going to be a major bump in the road through 2024. And we should begin preparing for it right now. I mean, Trump really needs to recognize that these vaccines are not good. He just doesn't want to go there. I think I understand it politically, but, you know, he's a straight shooter. He's known for that. He needs to shoot straight on this. Trump really needs to recognize these vaccines are a problem. He needs to establish some response to this issue because his base is going to want and is going to need his answer. Now, I hope, and he is a very smart man, I hope he has already foreseen this and is already ahead of it, or it will get ahead of it soon, and he will be ready to slam any effort to make him responsible. Personally, I think in this matter, in large part, the president was betrayed by key people in his military and in his cabinet, many close to him. But I don't have a lot of inside information. All right, I've got to go. But there is one more thing I must bring to your attention. A former high school and later college student of mine is running for California Assembly on the Republican platform. He's an excellent man. He's running for the 32nd District, so unfortunately none of us will get to vote for him. I bring him up right now because, as you might expect, we communicate regularly, and he's on this GOP committee. He lately informed me that our California GOP had a plan to secretly pass a bylaw that would purposely be used to bar Trump from appearing on the ballot as a Republican candidate for president. Now, these wicked rascals were exposed. So now all committee members are going to have a voice in this matter. But that's coming up at the end of this month, and then the whole thing will be voted on and decided in August. Now, you need to pray about it, but I would encourage you to call the California GOP. Register your complaint about the effort to do this thing behind closed doors, and then make it very clear to them that you are insulted. They would arrogate to themselves the right to decide for you, for all California Republicans, whether or not Trump should be their candidate. This is wicked. It's a usurpation of the right of the people's consent. It's the same spirit right now at work in the Democrats who want to put their wicked, filthy hands into the election in order to force it to come out according to their will, rather than simply trusting the voter to decide. Rebuke this wicked spirit operating in the California GOP, and please do it soon. All right, I need to pick up the rest, Lord willing, during my Comfort and Counsel live stream, which will be this Saturday night, Tuesday night, and then Thursday night each week. I have lit the lamps in the Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. That's brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. We did repair that contact form, by the way. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. Again, that number is 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. God save America. And I'll see you in church. Sidewalk.